does a young opera singer do during the coronavirus pandemic?
Oh, our degrees are sort of obsolete now, and like all our classes are like, what is even happening? But let's all play Animal Crossing and like, you know, make our little towns and like, here's some normalcy.
Like many millennials, they play video games. So maybe we should have asked, what happens when opera singers play video games?
Susie, pretty Susie, what's all this about? The geese are going barefoot.
Radio Boston producer Zoe Mitchell went to find out.
Sopranos Larissa Bainton and Celeste Pellegrino are playing the roles of Hansel and Gretel on a performance staged entirely with Nintendo's Animal Crossing.
How I wish Mother would only return.
So the stars are two video game characters with comically oversized heads, wide colorful eyes, and adorable smiles plastered on their faces.
So I think it's just goofy and charming and silly, and yeah, I think it's funny too. It's just like these little like baby looking characters singing full opera.
That's Pellegrino. She and Bainton created the opera company Due Donne Productions while they were completing their master's degrees at New England Conservatory.
You're making me snore, don't be a bore.
The music is from German composer Engelbert Humperdinck. In case you've forgotten the fairy tale, it's about two young children lost in a forest who encounter a witch in a gingerbread house.
Just wait till you see the witch's house, the candy house.
19th century fairy tale operas and a modern video game may sound like opposites, but Pellegrino says combining the two felt natural.
Animal Crossing is where you get to design your own island world with fun, cute animated characters. It's kind of like The Sims, if you've ever played The Sims, where you're kind of in a other reality, but the characters are much more cute, I would say.
Animal Crossing has been around for about 20 years, but it's in the midst of a massive resurgence. The newest version, which came out in March, sold 13 million copies in the first 6 weeks of its release. It's part of why it can be difficult, even now, to get your hands on the Nintendo Switch console. A core part of the appeal is that the game allows players to be together virtually, in real time. That's what made the production possible. While they recorded the music separately, all of the performers were able to act out their roles through the game as their own Animal Crossing avatars.
When you watch the opera and you hear it, it sounds like these people are in the same room and there's no visual reminder telling you that they're not. So it feels like this is performance that happened together. When you see the squares on Zoom, you know that they're not together. And the best part of live theater is experiencing something, I think, together.
That's Pellegrino again. Before the pandemic, Due Donne Productions was planning 3 in-person operas and received grants to help them employ about 40 singers. Now, the future for any in-person productions is uncertain, says Bainton.
It's been like a uniquely devastating experience, and that singing is like one of the most dangerous like things you can do, and it's kind of like put the whole industry in chaos.
Bainton is among many in the industry experimenting with how to perform and connect with audiences remotely.
The kind of traditional way to do it is great, but like these other kind of new, maybe weird ways of doing it are also exciting, I think. Like it's nice to be able to be like, look, it doesn't have to be this like one way that everyone kind of thinks of it.
And as Pellegrino points out, cartoons and opera have been intertwined for decades. It pops up in episodes of the 90s show Hey Arnold, in SpongeBob SquarePants, and of course, Looney Tunes and Bugs Bunny.
I feel like if you ask anyone, they're going to know the Ride of the Valkyrie theme. They might not know that's the name, but they'll know what it is in their head. So I don't think this is totally out of left field. That being said, I think the video game is just like the next generation of that kind of cartoon.
Yeah. They hope that this approach to opera will draw non-traditional audiences. Pellegrino says they have also received positive responses from opera lovers. Bainton said the most powerful thing about the project was performing again with other people.
I think we all felt kind of emotional, like watching it for the first time and hearing all of our voices together. And we were like, oh my gosh, like it sounds like we're together even though we were apart.
But
And that's Radio Boston Zoe Mitchell speaking with Larissa Bainton and Celeste Pellegrino of Due Donne Productions. Hansel and Gretel premiered on Saturday, and it can be viewed anytime online. We'll have more information at radioboston.org. And that's our show for today. Radio Boston is a production of 90.9 WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Tiziana Deering. Thanks for listening today, and join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.